My name is Paul Wasco. I was born in Guy, Texas, 1909. We lived on a ranch between Damon Brown. Married, we moved on to the Cloud Ranch. And there I was born, and we lived there for 9 years. As far back as I can remember is when my daddy used to shoot grouse off the fence for our noon meal. And we would go hunting with him in the Bernard and Brazos River bottoms, where the deer and all types of game were plentiful. And all over the prairie were prairie chickens, wild cattle, deer, wild hogs, all in the river bottoms. We never did have to worry about anything to eat. In our family, as I grew older, there was 8. Our grocery bill was never over $150 a year until I was 15 years old. We had what you call a beef club. One rancher would kill a beef. One of us boys would get on a horse, ride over there on the Friday, and pick up our part of the meat. The next time, we would kill at our place, and it went around in a circle until everybody got his part of the whole beef. That way, we always had fresh meat. We canned most of our vegetables. We cured all of our pork. Any wild game we needed, all we had to do was go and kill it. Us boys didn't see an automobile until we were 14, 15 years old. The first airplane I ever saw was in 1916. And it was a little frame thing come over the house and scared the mules out of the lot. It looked like a bunch of strips holding it up, little wings and a little tail, and the man was sitting on an apple box that was flying it. Back in those days, you had parties maybe once a month. Then everybody went in a buggy, wagon, or rode a horse. The first car we owned was in 1924. It was a Model T Ford. My grandfather owned one in 1917. My father left for World War II in 1918. And us boys, there was 5 boys and 3 girls, we taking care of the ranch. Then we moved to Yorktown, Texas. We moved to another ranch there. And it was about the same. It was a different climate, different country, but we got used to it real quick. We had lots of coyotes, deer, rattlesnakes, you name it, we had it. We had to go 8 miles to school. The school was in the middle of the ranch, and people from surrounding countries came to the school. We drove a buggy, and us boys rode horses. One of the boys would drive the buggy, and the girls would ride. If it come up a storm or anything, there were creeks where we couldn't get home. We'd have to stay at the school until the creeks went down. I can remember tales my grandfather told me. He came to this country from Germany in 1882. And he settled up here at Burton, Texas, right out of Brenham. There were outlaws, Indians, escaped slaves. But he said that as far as the slaves was concerned, he never had any trouble with them. He had trouble with a few Indians, a few outlaws, and all you had to do was let them take what they wanted and they wouldn't kill you. But some of his neighbors rejected him and they were killed. He said he left Germany because he didn't like the way that country, they treated their people, and he came to this country. And he wanted all of us boys to remember one thing, that if our country was ever in trouble, that we were to be the first to help. So in World War II, all of us boys went to the war. four of us came back. One killed, three wounded. We had a good time in my house. We had plenty to eat, plenty of entertainment. We all went to church. We went to the Lutheran church. When we moved from Yorktown, Texas to Temple, Texas, we moved out on a ranch on the Leon River. Then there wasn't any Lutheran church there, so we all went to a Baptist church. So all of my brothers and sisters and myself, very few of us got a good education. My brother that was killed in World War II had a college degree, a master's degree from Trinity University. I have one more brother that stayed in the service. He is now out with 36 years service. To go back a ways, in the old days, as I call it, when you rode a horse, drove a buggy, rode in a wagon, you'd put the bows on the wagon, put a sheet over it, the whole family would get in it and go 15 miles to a church camp meeting that lasted a whole week. They usually had it on a river someplace where you could fish, swim, hunt. They'd have big feeds on the ground every day, preaching and Bible teaching. And it was a wonderful place for everyone to meet and meet all your friends and get to see them at least once a year. Most of the time in my younger days, our nearest neighbor was 10 to 12 miles away. And it was something to get all the neighbors together and talk over what we'd seen. Us boys would tell what we saw in the woods, tell scary tales about the wolves and the rattlesnakes and the wild hogs. And my brothers and I decided that we would try to make a better life for ourselves by leaving home. So I left home and went out into the world, which was something new to me. But I never went any place that I couldn't get a job. I worked cleaning out stables, breaking horses, riding in rodeos, playing minor league baseball, playing minor league football. Anywhere I went, I was young and strong, and if they told me that asked me if I could do it, I'd tell them I could. There was lots of people hungry back in those days, and the main reason was because they wouldn't work. I still say that any young man that wants to work can work if he's not choosy. The first job I got when I left home was washing dishes in a cafe, and I worked 14 hours a day, and I made a dollar a day. Then I got a job cleaning out stables on a ranch for 50 cents a day and worked 6 days a week, 10 to 12 hours a day. Then I got a job on a ranch cutting cedar posts and cardwood. That kept my strength up for my ball seasons. I always had a little money in my pocket. I was never broke. I have never been broke in my life. I've never been rich. But I've had a full life. I have a wife and a lovely daughter. My daughter is 20 years old. I didn't get married until I was 32. I saw the world before I was married. I saw most of it. I think that in all, if I counted them up, I was in 37 different countries in my boyhood days. And I worked on ships. I stowed away on ships and so they'd have to let me work. But I got to see the world. And as far back as I can remember, my mother and father are gone now, but any time us boys came home, we were always welcome. The first time I came home after I left was 8 years. Then two of my brothers and two of my sisters were already married, and I didn't even know it. But they lived about the way we lived. Most of them were farmers, ranchers, and it was a wonderful life. And as the years went by, I bought the ranch that I lived on in Bell County until the river, they built the Belton Lake, came and covered it up. with pecan trees that I had budded and grafted myself, and saw them grow to be grown and make as much as 500 pounds to the tree. States of slaves, and although he become a rancher and a farmer, he never owned a slave. He didn't believe in slavery. He always had colored people living on his farms, and he treated them as he did anyone else. And when my grandfather died, he was 99 years old. And there was more Mexican people and colored people at his funeral than there were Anglos, because he did not believe that there was any difference in God's children, the way he said it. And my great-grandmother came to this country after my grandfather did, and she lived to be 101 years old. Although she couldn't speak the American language, she would read her Bible every night, and I would listen to her. She would read in German. My grandfather had a ranch house with 14 rooms in it. He raised 17 children. My father was the oldest. That was between Damon Mound and Guy, Texas. That's on Highway 36 out of Rosenberg. When my father first got married and left home, he would tell us about how they would go into the river bottoms and cut their wood for the winter. They would kill deer, and they would kill hogs, and they would make sausage. In the summer, they'd make their sauerkraut in a barrel, and they'd smoke their meat, their sausage, in an old smokehouse. And that's the way we did it when I was. I think that things has changed a lot. I'm 64 years old now, and I'm not able to work. I have a heart condition. But I would go back to the farm, because I was in the automobile business for years and years, and I think that's why my health is in the shape it's in. I have a brother in Temple, Texas now that lives out of the edge of Temple that has one acre garden. And on this 1 acre of garden, I went to see him the other day, and he has already sold $3,700 worth of vegetables off of 1 acre of organic garden. So I think now that if everyone could plant him a garden, they could save a lot of money.